Welcome to week 5 and to finding your spiritual gifts. Okay, so maybe some of you are saying, well, I don't even know what spiritual gifts are. Spiritual gifts are supernatural abilities from the Holy Spirit for every Christian to reach the lost and grow believers. So it's a supernatural ability. It's not something that you've done or that you've got or you deserve. It's something that is supernatural. And who gets it? Every Christian. So if you're a Christian, you've got a supernatural gift. And what is it for? It's to reach the lost and to grow believers. Who gives the supernatural gifts? The Holy Spirit. There are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There is only one Spirit who does all these things by giving what God wants to give to each one of you. So the Holy Spirit gives it to you. But God has chosen you for that gift. And the Holy Spirit imparts it onto you. And who gets these gifts? Every believer. And it says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, the evidence of the Spirit's presence is given to each person for the common good of everyone. So each one of you, if you've given your heart to the Lord, will have spiritual gifts. And then you're probably saying, okay, well, if I've got gifts, like what are some of the gifts? The Spirit gives one person the ability to speak with wisdom. The same Spirit gives another person the ability to speak with knowledge. To another person, the same Spirit gives courageous faith. To another person, the same Spirit gives the ability to heal. Another can work miracles. Another can speak what God has revealed. Another can tell the difference between spirits. Another can speak in different kind of tongues. Another can interpret them. As you can see at the bottom, there's a whole lot of scriptures. There are many gifts. But this scripture only speaks of 9. What are the gifts for? Why has God given us these gifts? To reach the lost. If you prophesy and an unsaved person comes in, he will be convinced that he is a sinner. And he will fall down on his knees, worship God, and declare that God is real, really there among you. So if somebody stands up and says, this is a word that I feel God is giving us, it's going to make, if there's an unbeliever in this room, they'll stand up and say, wow, God is real. I'm sorry, I know that I've not accepted God. And they will confess and become a Christian. So it's to win the lost, to grow believers. When you gather, each person has a psalm, doctrine, revelation, tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done to help each other grow. God's given us our gifts so that we will encourage the other person, the other Christian, to grow as well. Now, okay, so you know what the gifts are. You know who gives them. So how can you find out what your gift is? But today we're going to complete a gift test. And so if you don't mind just getting a gift test from Mark. Excellent. Okay, I want you to look at the front page, and you see there's questions. There's group 1, group 2, group 3, group 4, group 5. And you'll see that naught, that you're scoring naught is never, and 3 is always. And what I want you to do is you need to give yourself scores. So the first question will ask you something. Do you never feel like you need to do that? And then just grade yourself. Then what I want you to do is you write. You see there's a line before each one? You write your score in there. Then you turn the page over, and you can see that there's group 1, and there's a whole lot of blocks going down. Then group 2, there's a whole lot of blocks going down. So what you do is you transfer your numbers from group 1 onto the page, the back of your page, and then you'll see that next to it there's a long block, and you add up each one of your scores and you write it in the bottom, you write it in the block. Then at the end of that, you'll see at the bottom it says, at the bottom you'll see my spiritual gifts are, and you write your 3 top scores in there, your 3 top gifts. And if you don't understand, just put up your hand, Mark or Tibile or Kundwane, I'll just come and help you. Okay, you can start. Before you're going to share in your small groups like we do every week, I just want to help you understand what your gifts are. And I want you to specifically listen out to the 3 of your main gifts. And maybe just write a quick note down next to it, because now you're going to share it in your group. And so you'll be able to remember exactly what you need to share. The gift of administration. to provide practical support to leaders or ministries. The gift of discernment, to know if a message comes from God, man, or Satan. If somebody in your church stands up and says, I really feel God wants us to do this, there'll always be somebody in the congregation that will say, I don't quite feel that's what God's saying. So it's just to stop the church from going in the wrong direction. Encouragement, to share a word of encouragement with somebody. Remember we said our gifts help us to grow, even believers to grow. Faith, to trust God in situations that look impossible. Giving, to give generously to meet needs around you. And it's not always financially, it's even sometimes it's your time. The gift of healing, to pray for the sick and see healings take place. The gift of helps, to help others reach their potential and achieve their goals. The gift of leadership, to help people work together to do God's work. The gift of knowledge, to get understanding about a situation from God. The gift of mercy, to act compassionately towards people who are suffering. It's not just, oh, shame, but you actually really feel for the person. The gift of miracles, to perform supernatural acts to bring glory to God. The gift of prophecy, to share a message from God to build people up. The gift of service, to identify and meet the needs of people around you. Teaching, to communicate God's word so others understand it. And words of wisdom, to share wise insights so people know how to act. Now that you know what your gifts are, I want you to share it in your small group. And then I want you to find one representative to come, one person to come stand up, and that will share their gifts with everybody. So you've got a few minutes just to share in your group what your gifts are. So Chabo, have you got someone in your group that you want to send? You're going to come? I want one from each group to just share what their spiritual gifts are.
Mine were giving, helps, and mercy.
Mine were having faith, believing in miracles, and giving encouragement.
Mine are faith, miracles, and prophecy.
Mine are discernment, leadership, and encouragement.
Mine is encouragement, healing, and...
Okay, well, my spiritual gifts are mercy, teaching, encouragement, and giving.
Well, I hope some of them were surprises and others were, as you filled them out, she's like, oh yeah, that's definitely me. But now that you know what your gifts are, how do you grow your gifts? I asked Pastor Mark, and you'll all agree, he's a brilliant preacher. I asked him how his first sermon went, and he was 15 when he preached his first sermon. He's had a lot of practice. And he said that when he stood up, his knees were knocking together so hard that he couldn't think. And he said he was really, really nervous. And so I said, okay, and how do you think it went? And with a sheepish smile, he said, not too good. He knew that that was his calling. He knew that he was a preacher. But the thing is that, and it really encouraged me, that when you know that you've got a gift, when you start off your gift, it's not always easy. You have to sometimes practice and learn. And so Mark practiced and practiced. He took every opportunity he could to preach. And that's why today he's such a good preacher. He's practiced. He's spoken in front of big crowds. The next way to grow is to ask for feedback. When you've prophesied, or if you've preached, like today, when I get home, I'm going to say to Mark, okay, tell me, where did I go wrong? What did I say? Did I come across too nervous? And he'll give me feedback. And the next time, I'll try those things that he says, I'll try harder. And the other thing to do is to pray. Pray that God will grow you. Pray that God will give you the grace to achieve what he has for you, to grow you in your spiritual gifts. Ask him for people, to bring people into your life that can help you achieve those gifts to grow them. I hope it was a good time. I hope you found some gifts that you didn't know, and I hope that you'll use them in our youth group and on Sunday mornings, like if there's a gift of encouragement that you would use it here. Can we pray? Father, thank you for your incredible love. Thank you that you've given us gifts. Sometimes most of these gifts we've not deserved, but because of your love, that is so amazing. Thank you that you've given us these gifts. Lord, I pray that you'll bring people into our lives that will help us to grow these faiths, these gifts, Lord. I pray that you'll help us to practice them, help us to get better at them. Lord God, that we may bring people to know you, and that we'll encourage people in the church already, Father. Thank you for your incredible love. Thank you that we are your children, and that you've given us these gifts, these supernatural gifts. Be with us now, we pray, in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. And next week, I hope you all come and really be excited, because it's finding your style. God bless, and have a wonderful Sunday.